on the shanta on the stick. Venika maka, that even though you hit him, punched him, that he was supposed to die, but if the person gets up, you're part of venika maka. So the question is, should I think the person you punched or the person you hit is walking around now, is there never you should be killed, and no matter what your intentions were, but we don't kill you unless you kill somebody. If that person is walking around, what problem you should be chayiv? All the cases like this. First, Bezdin evaluated her that the person was going to die. He hit him strong enough, and in the right place, he's supposed to die. And the second day, it turns for the better. Shahoya. He got a little bit better. The third day, the sickness became worse and he died. That's the Chiddush Potter. That's the way the Nechemiah. The Nechemiah dashes this. That's the Nechemiah. It's exactly the cause of that Potter. As in slow, really, I would say Yechayiv. He died because of your hit. But since in between he became a little bit better, we say now the last killing was something else, from and not your hit, it was something else, the wind, something came in that killed him. That's the Xeris Akosif. For Rabbanim say, no, Yechayiv in such a case. Hi, Venika Maka, my daughter, but what do they do with this part of Venika Maka? Malamna comes to teach us, Shechayiv Shinoisei, that we put him in jail. As soon as you hit somebody that doesn't feel this hit is supposed to kill him, they put you in jail, we lock you up to see if he really dies or not. That's the Chiddush. That's what it says. And Venika Maka means that at the end we see that his will is walking around, we free you from jail. From Nechemiah, Chavishim, and Allah, how's Nechemiah know that such a say that Bethlehem puts you in jail? We do not put you on bail, let you run around, but we keep you in jail better until we see the verdict exactly what happened if the guy dies or not. I mean, Saradin, you have to keep the person in jail. We don't let him walk around. So how does he know this? Yalath and Mekosh, learned it up from Mekoshis. Mekosh also, that Moshe didn't know what Misa to do, so it says there that they put him in jail until they found what Misa to give him. For our bona fide Gemara, not in left in the Kosh, this Pasha should love, we should learn out this Chiddush from the Koshesh, and now with Joshua should be like in the Chemi better. This is known, the Koshesh Bakotlu. The Kosh is there, they collected the wood on Shabbos, for sure there were Chayiv Misa there. It was only the problem was, the Moshe had a Yod that caught the Gemara, he didn't know how to kill him. So therefore they have to keep him in jail, because for sure he's Chayiv Misa. But Afuke Hai over here, Tleyadinan Ibakotlu Olav Bakotlu. We're not for sure this person is a murderer. The person didn't die yet that he hit. So maybe here, calls them on the person did not die, you're not considered a murderer. Maybe there's no mitzvah of chavisha, we don't have to put you in jail. So if the rabbanim say, for the pasuk of Mekreshes, I do not know you have to put him in jail. I need our pasuk here, our mishanta, the nika, our maka. So when the person walks around, now we free him. What do you mean we free him? We free him from jail. That's the limud, that before if we have a doubt if he's a murderer or not, you have to lock him up, until we find out clear what happens. From the Chenif of the Gemara also, Yalav and Megadeth came out from Megadeth. So the territory from Megadeth. There's another case that a person cursed Hashem and also the Chiv Misadi and we locked him up until we found out. So we have the Yoda, Ibakotlu, for Chashu. There also, we do not know whether he was Chayiv Misa or not, Megadeth. Moshe wasn't sure whether he was Chayiv Misa or not. They locked him up first until they found out what the Psak was. That's how the Chenif learns out, he has to put him in jail. For Abonim, what did they learn out from this Pasik? Megadeth for Roy Shoy Hoyse. It was a special loch, a special limit by Megadeth. For a time like we learned, Yodeya Hoye Moshe Rabbeinu Shah Makosha Benisa. By the Makosha, they were Machal Shabbos, they carried out the wood on Shabbos. He knew the Chayiv Misa, Shinemar, Mechale El Mes Yumas. If you Machal Shabbos, you Chayiv Misa. And Le Hoye Yodeya Beyes the Misa Nerid. The problem there was he didn't know which type of Misa to give him. Shinemar says, Kilei Parisha, didn't explain to him in the Torah which Misa he gets for Chil Shabbos. Avu Megadeth, from the case where the person cursed Hashem, Lenema boy, it doesn't say any Misa there. El Lefarish Lema Pi Hashem. But Moshe had a way to see the Chlal, what was the judgment? What action should be taken here? Shlehoye Moshe Yodeya, Moshe did not know, Imhu Ben Misa Koliker, if a cursing Hashem a Yechayiv Misa, Im Lav, he did not know at all.
But do we learn from here that you don't need a Torah for Megadeth?
No, could be they warned him, could be they warned him. Just Moshe did not know what punishment to give him. It just says we don't know what punishment to give him. The action, the avera could be we warned him. But right, you don't became a person. We haven't said you don't need a warning for this. But if for this you have no proof.
Sure, I have to say what punishment. And since nobody knew what punishment
of that you mean. You're right. That's right. You have to say, well, that's machlokes how far asura goes. If it's on lahav kemishay gemezid, you don't need it. But if it's the mamish release, you'd be right, right. So this shleim le mechem yehanu v'chsev tshrayim, and it says two times on the door. Chad amdu l'misa v'choyim where he lived, v'chad amdu l'misa v'okel where he became better. All right, we'll stop here. In the middle of the Gemara, the fine chesma base. Right in the middle of the Gemara, Bishleima. Where it says now, Bishleima, Rav Nechemya, according to Rav Nechemya Shita, that we had in our Mishnah, that Rav Nechemya says in the case that if you hit somebody, and at the beginning it was Omad Lamisa, he was supposed to die, and then the person became well, and a little bit well, and then he became sick again and he died. So Nechemya says, Yipata. Shraglan Madover wasn't your hit that killed him, therefore you're potter from Isa. And he dashes the posik that says, Im Yokum Vesalach Bachutz, Al Mishantoi, Venika Amak, it says that you're clean, you're free. It's a question of the person is walking around, Pshita that you're free. So Nechemya dashes means an Omud, that first when you hit him, he was Omud Lamisa. Then he became well a little bit. Then even though he died, still you're potter. Tanagumar says, this slime is good. The Rebbe Nechemya Kort of Nechemya, Hainu Dirsiv Trey Umdina. That's why in this Postik it's Mashma two Umdinas. And the Postik says in Shmois Chafalif that the Chiruvon Anoshev Vihiko Ishes Reyeu, Bievon Edegra Velo Yomus, says that it does not die, an extra word Velo Yomus, but rather Venofol Mishkov, that it says Vim Yokim Asalach Pachutz, Al Mishantoi Veniko Hamaka, Rakshifta Yitiv Rapi Rapa. Says the Parsha, if you hit somebody, that you have to pay Shevis and Ripui. So really the Apostle Joshua said plain, if you hit somebody and he gets sick, so you have to pay the doctor bills. Why does the Apostle have to say that he Kishas Riyah be Evan Adegra for Lo Yomas, he does not die. Pshita did not die, he's walking around. Then it says in Yokum is Halach Fachutz, Al Mashanta Venikwa Mak, it says like two times he's free from Misa. The Chor Pshita is free from Misa. We're talking about a case where the guy's alive. It just says, Rak shifta yitim, rapi rapi, you have to pay the doctor bills. So why in this process to say two times the lashon that he died? Like Rashi says, Bishleim lo nechemya, to yom aveniko hamaka liyom du lemisa. In the case of the first, you hit the person. And from that hit, really, he was supposed to die. Vehiko, then it became a little bit better. Vechoz of ichbid, then it became sick and died. Is hainu dechsiv, therefore the pasuk says, trei kroy yisera, it's like two extra psukim over here. Liyom duna, to teach us. What does that mean? The imbol olam deino, if it just meant the posik, sha'choyvul b'chaver chayiv v'ripui v'shevis, that if you hit your friend, you're chayiv and shevis and ripui, k'demasik let the posik ends off shifta yitain, nichtav, the posik just did it read clearly, v'hiko esriyeyu b'evano v'egruv, v'nofal mishkov, shifta yitain v'rapi rapeh. That's the posik should have said clearly. If you hit your friend, and he falls in bed, you have to pay the doctor bills. When the pasuk says he did not die, that's extra. What do I need it for? You're telling me the person is in bed sick. So that's one little medrash. That's one drasha. The same thing the pasuk says, that's the second drasha. So what do I need two drashas for? So according to Rav Nechemya, it's good, the Gemara says. Chad amdu lemisa v'choya. One is, where you oimid lemisa v'choya, Rashi says, the Leitema do not think, Hoyo v'yotzim bezdin chayiv niktalei. In the case where when you first hit him, Bezdin thought for sure he's going to die. It was a strong hit. He was supposed to die. And then he lived. So I would think maybe still is chayiv misa, Rashi says. Maybe because at the time when you hit him, that was a hitting of roi to kill the person. Maybe a chayiv misa. I, the person who's living right now, Rashi says, a svara, the chay, chas rachmon alei. Maybe Hashem has rachmonos on him. But really your hit was a hit to kill him. So maybe for that you should be chayiv misa. Even though the person is still alive right now, Hashem had special pity upon him. That's one chiddush. V'chod amdu lemisa for hokel mima shehoya. The second chiddush is in the case where you hit him hard, and he's supposed to die. And then it turned for the better. Even though at the end he died, still you potter. That's why the Torah says it two times here, the Chiddush about Misa, that in both cases you're potter from Misa. Elul the Rabbonim, according to the Rabbonim, as they say no, that if you hit him first, and it was Omdu LeMisa, even though it turned for the better,
But then at the end that he died, Lamaisi died through your hit, and that was a hit that was roy to kill him, Yechayiv Misa. El Rabbonan, Terei Umdin Alamali. Why does the Pasuk say two times this miyat that he did not die? Tomorrow says, Chad, according to Rabbonan, one is, Amduhu Lamisa Fachoy. That's one Kiddush. In the case where you hid him, and we thought he was going to die, but Lamaisa then he lived. That's one Kiddush that you potter from Misa. Again, the svar would have been is that since you hit him hard enough to die, it's considered like you killed him. The reason why he's still alive, Hashem had special pity upon him. Kavashvila, no. Misa means he has to die through your hit. If he's alive, you're potter from Misa. Another ptur is, let's say when you first hit him, Bezdin thought that hit is not strong enough to kill him. He was oimet l'chayim, and then he died. So in such a case also, you're potter from Misa. Yoni chayiv if the first hit was Amdul Misa. That was a hit that should have killed him. But in a case where the first hit was not that strong, even though at the end he ends up that he lives, even though he ends up to die, still you're potter from Misa. In other words, from Nechemya, Amdul chayim umeis. How does he know this far then? In the case where you first hit him, it wasn't that strong. Bezal thought he would not die. Even though he ends up to die, how do we know you're potter? They all like Sarah Crofis and do not need a potter. That's a svara that since when you first hit him, Bezdin made an umdina, Bezdin evaluated, and he wasn't supposed to die, that's called Bezdin freedom. That's a svara that even though later it turns for the worse and he dies, it's not called your hit that did it. Something else caused him to die. You're only a grumma. Tana Rabbanim, look like this. Hamaki es chaveru. Somebody hits his friend. V'yamdu l'misa. It was a strong hit that he was supposed to die. V'choye, and he ends up to live, poitrinoisai. Pshita is potter from Misa, the person did not die, you are potter from Misa. What's going to be your Amadu Lamisa? You hit him a strong hit that was supposed to kill him. V'hikil mimashahoye, and it became a little bit better, it turned for the better. So what do we do now? I'm dinoisai, I'm mishaini. We make a second valuation here to see where he's holding now. And that's Lamadman. Therefore, we'll mechayiv you to pay money. This is according to Amnechem Yeshita. That once it turns for the better, you are potter from Isa. That's not called the Maisa Riga, since it turned now for the better. What's going to be later, the third day, it turns for the worse, and he really dies? So, holach achar oimet ha'emtsoi. Diver Rebbe Nechemya. We go after the second umdana, emtsoi means the second one here, that there we evaluated that he's going to live, and therefore, since he's going to live, it's called Yuramazik. You're an Adam Mamazik, and you'll have to pay. Chamisha Dvarim will have to pay. Whatever deductibles there are, even though the person died the third day, but any expenses there are for the Nezik, Tsar, Ripa, Shevus, Abashis, you would have to pay. Once you're potter from Misa, so Lamaisi have no Kamle B'Rabbinay. Now you cause the damage to the person. The Yorshim are losing out. You would have to pay the Yorshim. That's what it means. Holachacher Oimuham Soi. We go after the second valuation that he turned for the better. We thought he was going to live. Therefore, you're a mazik, and you'll have to pay any of the bills that are there. These are words of Nechemya. The Chom Moim and the Chom say, Ein Oimed Achar Oimed. No, we do not go after the second valuation. That's the Chom Sheet in the Mishnah. If Lamaisa, the person died from your hit, that's called the Maisa Hariga, Yechayiv Misa. And therefore, you're potter from paying money. You say, come with Rabminei. If first was Amdu Lamisa, that was a strong hit, Yechayiv. Tan Yidich, learn another braisa. Amdu Lamisa, you hit your friend, a strong hit, Bezdin thought that hit is roy to kill him. Oim Dinoisa Lechayim, but Amdu Lamisa, he had an Oim Dinoisa Lechayim, if they evaluate him then, he's going to live, Lechayim. Ein Oim Dinoisa Lamisa. For this, Amdu Lamisa, Oim Dinoisa Lechayim. Im Re'ino Shehikel, if the second day we saw a turn for the better. For Lo Yamrinu, we do not say, Hoyo B'yotz V'Bezdin Chayiv, Hareza Yorik. No, this is like the Chom Shita. That the first day it was Amdu L'Misa. And then the second day it turned for the better. So even though he dies later, we do not say that he's Chayiv. What about the other way? L'Chayim. If first he was supposed to live. So Rashi says, Ein Oim D'Mois L'Misa. Lo Yamatinu B'Yoymed Rishu. We made a mistake. O L'Chayiv O'Lezeh Shereyotz V'Bezdin Zakai. Let's say first Bezdin thought he was going to live. You hit him, it wasn't that strong, Bezdin thought this didn't make it through. Then he ended up to die. Still we say Yepotah from Isa. And we do not say maybe Bezdin made a mistake with the first Amdu. No. we say that that first hit was not that strong. Now that he's dying, some new complications came in, but not your Maisa Hariga. So that's his Braisi. Tani the Hamdu Lemisa, I'm the Maisa Lachayim. Even though first he's supposed to die, then if he lives, if he got better, we say Yapota. Lachayim, if first we thought he would make it, he'd live. Ain I'm the Maisa Lemisa. Then if he turns for the worse, he dies, we do not say Yachayim. Amdu Lemisa, let's say first we aimed him, he was going to die. For and it became a little bit better. So I'm the Noisa, I'm the Shani. We evaluate now where he's holding right now, that now we say he's going to live. And therefore the mammon. That means once he turned for the better, according to Nehemia, he's potter from Isa. So now that he's potter from Isa, you're a mazik. You have to pay the money, the damage you caused. V'imliacha kein hich b'rameis, mishalim nezek utzar liyoshim. True, even though he died later on, but since in between it was hokil, it became a little bit better, that's of Nechem Yeshita, you're potter from Isa. Therefore, you're considered a mazik, and you have to pay the heidvarim, you have to pay the bills. Nezek tzar liyoshim. Now, me'emus say mishalim, when do you have to pay the nezek? When do we consider your damage that he became worthless? So when do we do this? Me'emus say mishalim, mishor shiko, at the time when you first hit him. That's a chiddush. Even though when you first hit him, he was zomid lemisa. So at that time, I think you're not chayiv in nezik yet, because he's zomdu lemisa. Chiddush is no. If lemaisa the second day he turned for the better, so we do not consider your maisa riga. Therefore, you're not chayiv for your maisa. Therefore, at the beginning, the first day when you hit him, that was a big difference in change. Right before you hit him, he was a healthy person. He was worth $1,000. Now when you hit him, you only made him worth $500. So the nezek is $500. So you'll have to pay the $500. If you go back to the second day, there's much less of a difference. So the first day, he became worth only $500. The second day, he's maybe worth $400. There's only a $100 difference. So that's the chiddush, that since lemaisa, you're potter from this maisa riga, therefore, you're chayiv for the first damage that you caused him. Now the Mishnah says, Niskavi Loriges Abhema, you had intentions to kill an animal, and by mistake Loriges Adam, whether that thing that you thought was an animal was really an Adam, and you killed him. Or else Loived Kachavim, you had an das to kill a guy, you thought that person was a guy, Loriges Yisrael, it came out the person was a Jew. So for a guy, you're potter from Misa, for a Jew, you're chayiv Misa. Or else Lenefolim, you had an das to kill this baby, which was a Nefol, he wasn't supposed to live, a premature baby. For I guess Ben Kayama, by mistake, you found out later, it was a Ben, it was a normal, healthy baby. The Lachar is Potter. In all these cases, you're Potter from Misa, since you did not have intentions to make a riga on a person that you chayiv Misa. Rashi learns the Pshat is, it's thrown in the Hasroah. The Chiasru Bey Hasroah Sofiku. It's Hasroah Sofiku. Because in your mind, you do not realize you're doing something that you chayiv Misa. Therefore, we can't be Mechayiv Yumisa. It's like Hasroah Sofiku. You did not know, realize, you're doing a Maisa Riga. What's going to be in this Kavala Kaisi al Mosna? You haven't asked, hit him on his thigh. You punched him on his thigh. Now, a punch like that on the thigh would not kill him. But the whole Cholo Alibay, by mistake, that punch went and you ended up hitting him on his heart. And there on the heart, such a punch like that could kill him. So what's the halacha? Or else the opposite way. And the person died. Again, potter, you're potter from Isa. You didn't have intentions to kill him. You had intentions, hit him on his thigh. This punch on the thigh is not kedei lahamis, so he can't be mechayev yomisa. What's going to be niskaven laskayes aliba? Let's say you had intentions to hit him on the heart. And v'hoyabok kedei lahamis alibay.